you know, cutting NASA's space programs 10% below the president's request, and really 13% below what the Congress just last October said was appropriate in the authorization, is a pretty drastic blow. There are parts of the House appropriations decisions that certainly had a plus to them. You know, aeronautics program, which really supports our ability to all of us fly in the airspace these days in so many ways. Good. You know, we very much appreciate the fact that they are moving forward when it comes to things like the Orion program. But the fact of the matter is that we are not really moving forward on the overall ability to get back and forth to the space station and further in terms of the frontiers of space, and that's important.
Another element of this is the potential budget cuts at NOAA, facing cuts almost $1 billion, and I think folks would be able to draw a pretty easy corollary or connection between the aerospace industry and NASA. That's a no-brainer. But the connection between the aerospace industry and NOAA is a little different. Talk about why that's impacting your industry as well.
You know, I think people take for granted the fact that we know as much as we do about our atmosphere, about our weather systems, and what is going on based upon these satellites set up there. It's an aging system. NOAA has important plans for being able to monitor the weather and monitor global conditions that really should not be set aside. I mean, when we look at what has happened in recent months in terms of these violent weather systems that have come through and have really disrupted a lot of parts of our globe, we certainly cannot underestimate the need for this. And, you know, when we're talking about NOAA, it's $1 billion less than the president's request. That's 18% down. And, you know, here we're talking about something that is really rather critical when you get to the ability for all of us to feel comfortable that our government is giving us the best possible scientific information. It affects, obviously, our farms, our agriculture, our transportation systems, a lot of things that are very, very basic in life.
The situation at NASA has kind of gotten a lot of attention in the last week or so because of the last flight of the space shuttle. How much of the budget cuts that the House Appropriations Subcommittee is talking about are related to that, and how much of it is part of just the overall budget situation that the country finds itself in?
Well, I think there's no doubt that the overall budget situation, the fiscal climate we're in, is causing everyone to have to pull in their belt. We are looking at cuts, I think, really across the federal budget. And we all understand that. I mean, it is not as though we cannot do with a bit less. But the question of where these cuts are coming, remember that the space shuttle retirement is something that it was a huge space business behind this, a lot of which are small businesses, small suppliers that were supporting it. The pink slips are going out right now. With the retirement of the shuttle, there are layoffs in the thousands. And this is a skilled group of professionals that are going off to do something else entirely. There is no business for them to transition to, essentially. So losing this critical workforce is a loss to our economic, our industrial base, but it also sends a message to young people. You know, do you want to go to a place where, an industry where you're very likely to face these kinds of enormous ups and downs? Do you want to go some places where technical and scientific skills appear to be more consistently and predictably backed? And that's important because not only are we losing a important part of our workforce right now, but this is a graying workforce in aerospace, and a lot of our engineers and scientists in the next few years will retire. And then who's coming behind them?
Ms. Blakey, we're almost out of time. I would love to have you come back and talk about something that a guest raised last hour, and that's the ongoing situation with the FAA's funding. And I mean, you know much better than I do as a former administrator there about the ups and downs of trying to deal with temporary spending bills there. I would love to have you talk about that with me at some time.
I'd love to, because, boy, you're hitting on something that is critical. And the investment there, if the next-gen system gets up, will be paid back within 2 years of its full deployment. That's, as far as I'm concerned, good money. Well spent.